To live in the greater Des Moines metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Well, it was not a good day on Wall Street. In fact, the markets posted another day of decline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 14 points and change lower at 24,448 and change, notching its first four-day losing streak since March. Goldman Sachs was the worst performing stock in the index. The NASDAQ Composite pulled back by 0.3% to close at 71.28, its third straight decline, as Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet all closed lower. S&P 500 closed flat. There was a 0.4% decline in tech that offset a 1.1% gain in telecommunications. At the end of the day, flat was the S&P. So what's going on? Well, we told you on Friday that investors and you should be looking at the 10-year T-note. That closed at 2.99%, threatening to reach 3%. The benchmark rate last traded at 3% or higher back in January of 2014. Investors have been selling treasuries this month, pushing those yields higher amid speculations of rising inflation, which could prompt the Federal Reserve to tighten monetary policy at a faster pace. Now, all of this impacts you as well. It impacts higher interest rates for home buyers and just about everything else. Watch the bonds, kids. Wall Street also braced for the busiest week of the earnings season. More than 170 companies are expected to have released their quarterly results by the end of the week, including Alphabet, 3M, Amazon, and Chevron. Hasbro, Halliburton, and Alaska Air all posted quarterly results before the bell today. Hasbro earnings and sales fell short of estimates, but the stock traded 3% higher. Halliburton's quarterly profit matched analyst expectations, while its revenue missed. Meanwhile, Alaska Air reported a stronger-than-expected profit, but a disappointing revenue stream. That's what happened today on Wall Street and why. When we come back, Laura Kennard, networking in the Des Moines Metro, here on the Business News Hour.